This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Seattle is a city that makes its own music. A dozen pages in the Seattle Weekly list live bands playing around town. But should you step into the Hopvine, a bar on Capitol Hill, you can sample another city and another era. The band is Pearl Django. Sounds a little like another, more famous Seattle band. But Pearl Django really takes its name and inspiration from Django Reinhardt. Reinhardt was a brilliant guitarist who played in Paris in the 1930s and 40s. With violinist Stefan Grappelli, he formed the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Django created a new sound in jazz, playful exchanges between the lead guitar and violin, with two other guitars and bass providing rhythm. Pearl Django picks up from there. We sat down with the members of Pearl Django one afternoon at the Hopvine, their home away from home. Neil Anderson plays lead guitar, Michael Gray plays the violin. Rick Lepinen is on bass, and Dudley Hill and Shelley Park play rhythm guitar. Everyone in the band told us pretty much the same thing about why they're attracted to the music of Django Reinhardt. Here's Michael Gray.
It's happy without being mindlessly cheery, you know. It's just really fun music to play. It's witty, it's elegant in every sense of the word.
I'm just interested in the extent to which you sort of feel as though you're carrying on in the Django Reinhardt tradition. How binding do you think it is?
What we do is similar, and it is Django-esque, but we are who we are, and it's different, and it's contemporary. Honestly, I can't solo as well as Django did, so I have to make up my own solos. And it comes out sounding more like me, which I guess, for better or worse, is just what we have.
Thing that I was curious about is what you think the relationship between guitars and violin is.
Well, they're both really sweet instruments. They sound great, and they have sort of the same timbre, kind of lush and beautiful.
Michael?
They don't compete with one another. They just seem to be synergistic. They add to each other's sound when they're played together. The pairing, too, is just so classic. You know, Django Reinhardt is a very innovative guitar player, and he's just got these great licks that nobody had ever heard before. And then you've got this elegant Frenchman, Stefan Grappelli, who played with a very European flair. You know, Stefan is kind of the straight, beautiful singing tone, and Django's kind of the witty, innovative one, and the mixture of them together is really wonderful. It's really just timeless, I think.
You play the rhythm guitar?
I do.
You know, just listening to you and to Rick playing bass, I wonder how you are still standing at the end of an evening. I mean, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, if I had a nickel for every chord I played, I'd be a rich woman. We take every opportunity when we're playing. If there is a moment where there's a rest in the music, we'll relax our hands in some way. But it's also training. There are certainly songs that leave me a little winded at the end of it, but you know, you get your 30 seconds in between songs and you start again.
The music that you play is, well, how old is it now?
70 years old.
Does it find a young audience like here in this place?
Yeah, we have some people who literally show up at almost every show.
It's our audience is really wide. It's amazingly wide. In fact, we just played a date in Olympia, and there was a woman there who was from Belgium that had heard Django when he was playing there in the 40s, I guess. And at the same time, there was a young fellow who was probably, oh, I guess 15 or something like that, who was there with his dad, and he was learning to play guitar, and he was sitting there, you know, sort of staring at the guitar players. And I think they're just caught into the fact that it's really fun music, it has great melodies, the chords are complex, and we really enjoy playing it, and I think that comes across when people see us.
Pearl Django? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynette. It's a pleasure.
Pearl Django is Neil Anderson, Michael Gray, Shelley Park, Dudley Hill, and Rick Lepinen. Their latest CD is called Avalon.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, produced by Christopher Turpin. Our technical director is Paris Morgan.
In Seattle, our producers are Jeff Rogers and Matt Martinez. The technical director is Mitch Eaton. We had help from Kate Concannon, Rick Jarrett, John Cater, Tabari Coleman, and Bill Craven.
Many thanks to the entire staff of member station KPLU here in Seattle, including Martin Neeb, Lowell Kiso, Nick Winter, and Aaron Hennessy. Thanks also to our friends and colleagues at member station KUOW.
Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. We are staying in Seattle for the next 2 days to attend the Public Radio Conference, and our colleague Scott Simon will be hosting this program. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.